But and I appreciate this opportunity to give you that time to just celebrate today and write that speech and share the word. As one of the things, it's ironic, as Pastor Dan was just saying, how, you know, he hated public speaking, but God called him to be a public speaker. And me, as an extrovert, I had never really had much of a problem standing in front of people, but I still shake in my boots when I come up to share the word of God. There's just so much power and authority in that, no matter who you are. It requires so much prayer and humility to come, and I'm so grateful that Dan allows me to share the pulpit with him, to share the messages that God brings to us, and a message that's been on my heart for so long, and I want to share with you today as we reflect on the book of Revelation that Jim started us in this morning, and we're going to continue in. But there's a movie that I have on DVD that I first saw when I began in leadership in the Alliance. I started in leadership in an Alliance church that sent us out into ministry. The church that sent us out into ministry. Before I was even called into ministry, I saw this film. It was filmed in the 1980s, but it's still one of the most impactful movies of my life. It's a movie that helped me to see God's love for all nations and all people. The name of the movie was The Weight of the World. Has anybody ever seen it? Well, yeah, I figured it's not that popular of a movie, the Alliance took part in making parts of that film, but because it's a very low-budget Christian film, if you can get past the quality of the low-budget quality in the 1980s style, the message of the movie stirs your heart to say, I want to do more. I want to help the unreached people of the world find the one that they are waiting to hear about, Jesus. This movie changed a man like me from being comfortable in the church pew in my rural Pennsylvania church to wanting to discover what I can do to go out to the hard places and help people that no one else is reaching find Jesus' love. I showed this movie in small groups and at missions conference weeks in the past, and other lives were changed too. And I'd love to show this as a movie night here someday. And that's something that I'll talk to the outreach committee about, but primarily it's a movie for the church, for the people of God, to just remind ourselves of what God is calling us to. And there's a question that the movie leads us to ask ourselves. And the question is this: do we truly believe that the gospel is for all people? Are the people that God loves people that we love? You know, there's a popular song that Christians sing at Christmas, Joy to the World. We all know that, right? But have you ever thought about the words to that popular Christmas hymn? Just in the first line alone, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And we've probably sang that song countless times through the years, but have you ever thought about the message in that line? Joy to what? The world. The Lord is come. Let what? Earth, the whole earth, receive her King. Notice how we don't say, let the church receive her King. Not let the people we like receive her King. The people we feel comfortable around receive her King. But the message of that classic hymn is, let the earth, let the whole world receive their King. And do you realize that when we sing that, and we probably won't be singing it for another couple of months, but when we sing that, what we're declaring is, Jesus, may the people of Israel and the Palestinian people find joy and hope in you. Lord, may the Russians and the Ukrainians who are at war with each other find hope with you as King. Lord, may the illegal immigrants who are coming into our nation the wrong way and taking our jobs, overpowering communities, may they find hope and forgiveness in Jesus, their King. Lord Jesus, may Muslim refugees arriving in the United States from foreign nations find hope in you as King. That's the message of that song. That's the message in that one line. A king for the world. That's the message of Emmanuel, who we celebrate at Christmas. Think about that next Christmas when you sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." So are we in agreement that Jesus wants to be the King for all people, in all nations, in all lands? Is this something we agree on? Today we're going to look at the future. We're going to get a glimpse of what heaven is going to look like. A glimpse that we are certain that this is true, that Jesus wants to be King for all people and all nations. We're going to discover from Scripture how much God wants the church, you and me, to bring the gospel of Jesus to all people. Let's pray. Lord, as we open your word and as we look into Revelation today, we look into the future of what heaven is going to be like. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless your word. Bless us to receive your word. Soften our hearts and hold back anything that is keeping us from receiving your word today. Transform us, we ask, in your glorious name. Amen. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 12, if you want to open your Bibles, or it's on the back of the bulletin inserts in your bulletins as well. It's a short passage. I was able to squeeze it in there. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 12. Before we read it, I just want to share a glimpse. I know Pastor Jim actually talked about how John was on the island of Patmos when he was privileged to see what he saw. He was privileged to see heaven while still on earth. And we're blessed because we get to read what he saw. But today we're going to read distinctively clear representation of the diversity of people from the whole earth that will be in heaven. John wrote this book of Revelation as he was held prisoner on the island of Patmos. This island is between modern-day Greece and modern-day Turkey, and it was where prisoners were kept. And it's still a popular site today. Actually, the cave that John wrote this and had this vision, and it's still a site that tourists can come to actually see, we can visit. But let's read what John saw. Revelation 7, 9 to 12. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to God forever and ever." And all God's people said, "Amen." The gospel is for all people. All people. Revelation is a prophetic book that reveals visions of things that have not yet happened, but will certainly happen. If we study it carefully, we can agree that many of the events taking place in our world today are lining up to fulfill what's written in the book. The key point of this message today, the key point in this passage is this, is that before Jesus returns to establish his kingdom on earth, people from every nation and tribe and people group and language will have a chance to receive the gospel. This passage in Scripture is very special. It's a testimony of how eternity for believers in Jesus will be a future with people from other ethnic backgrounds, from other nations, from other tribes who will gather with us and will worship the Lamb, Jesus. Again, if you look at verse 9, we see that a great multitude from all tribes and all nations are there that no one could number. And John specifically emphasizes the racial and ethnic distinction that he witnessed in his vision to show us two things. Number one, our need to reach all people groups and all nations. And number two, that God loves all people. God loves diversity. I truly believe that ethnic distinction is something we're going to see in heaven for all eternity. Our eternal life with him in heaven, we be people with all ethnicities and all backgrounds. And this vision makes it clear that ethnic diversity will be just as evident in heaven as it is on earth. Let's remember this. Heaven will have visual representation from all tribes and all peoples, and some of them may live in the mansion right next to us, right next to you on the streets of gold. Understand this, church, in heaven, the age of the Tower of Babel will be gone. There will be no more borders. There will be no separation. Our mansions won't have fences in their yards so we cannot see our neighbors. We're going to be worshiping the King of Glory together forever. A clear distinction of diversity as one. And the vision that John saw is a reminder that God loves all people, all ethnic groups, all nations. And this vision proves that on the night that Emmanuel was born, the night that Emmanuel came to a manger, the whole earth received their king. And the response of the angels in verses 11 and 12 in this passage reveals that even the angels in heaven affirm that salvation, which you remember, salvation was not for the angels, but salvation was for humanity. But the angels affirmed that salvation was for all people. And angels didn't need a savior. We did. Angels are a different creation. They're not human. Angels never were human. They never will be human. They were created for a different purpose than us. So despite what some people believe about people becoming angels when we get to heaven, that isn't true. I sometimes cringe when I see people share a message about a past loved one that says, heaven received another angel. We don't become angels. We, as people saved by the blood of the Lamb, did you know that we're higher than the angels? The angels have a different purpose. But did you know that we will reign as co-heirs with Christ? Scripture tells us that. You know what Scripture also calls us? Scripture calls us a royal priesthood for all eternity, made up of many tribes, tongues, and nations. The angels are not part of that royal priesthood. We are. But in this passage, it's okay, because you know what? You see in this passage, the angels affirm that. And they worship Jesus along with us. Do we truly understand why God wants us to reach all people with the gospel? In your bulletins, you'll see a quote from our Christian and Missionary Alliance website, and I put it up on the screen too. But the Alliance, it says, has always had a desire to follow God's call to bring his hope to the nations. and to carry out our vision of all of Jesus for all the world by caring for suffering and overlooked people through 2,000 U.S. churches and more than 700 international workers serving in 70 countries. The CMA longs to see Jesus' name proclaimed in every tribe and tongue to fulfill the Great Commission. That's our mission, to go and make disciples of all nations, to bring all of Jesus to all the world. If you look at the time is now there, it's a little small. I should have probably made that a little bigger, but these are some of the current goals. You can see this on the Christian Missionary Alliance website. Let me go to their website. The goals of the Christian Missionary Alliance right now is to see one new international worker go to an unreached nation per week, to see one new open door for Alliance missions per year, to see one new church, U.S. church plant every year, to see one Alliance place, which is the new national headquarters in just outside of Columbus, Ohio, be completed by 2025, and to see $100 million per year going into Alliance missions from what Tim Crouch shared at our Advancing Missions Conference last week. As a couple of us went, we have reached $1 million mark. The Alliance has reached $1 million mark of advancing missions. So excited about it, I forgot where I was. You all know this is something I'm passionate about. I lay awake at night praying for God to use us, to help us to bring the gospel to the unreached. I literally wake up sometimes in the middle of the night, Lord, there are nations, there are people groups that are waiting to hear you. I ask God in the middle of the night to just bring dreams and bring visions and bring workers. I stay up late sometimes processing how we can make our ESL ministry something that's transformative, transformational to the people of Cranberry. And a few people have asked me, well, why do you focus so much on ministry to immigrants and refugees? I'm passionate and excited because we are seeing God do something never before done in all of history. You want to know what's happening now that's never been done? He's bringing the nations to us. God is bringing the unreached here. No other generation of the church has ever had the opportunity that we have to see unreached people groups discover the gospel. No one, except for the 21st century church. A short while ago, we agreed to come together to pray for our great nation. I affirm and believe that we totally need to. But you want to know one of the things that makes our nation so great? That's how our Declaration of Independence declares, all people are created equal, and all people are welcome here. That's what makes the U.S. such a great nation. We don't look at somebody because of their ethnic background and say, no, you can't come here. If there's any scripture that I would use to share why I am so passionate about reaching the immigrants and the refugees settling in our community, it is Matthew 24:14. And it's on the bulletin, it's on the screen, it's on your back of your bulletin. And these are the words of Jesus. Jesus himself said this, and he says, and the gospel, this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony. Come on, say it with me. To who? All nations, and then the end will come. So before Jesus comes back, what has to happen? All nations, all people need to hear the gospel. Jesus will not come back until all nations have had a chance to hear of his good news. And this scripture coincides with what John saw in his vision. It's a command of Jesus as he was describing the signs of the end of the age. The church focuses, we focus on so many different things. We plan calendar events and hold more meetings than we know what to do with. But if our true desire is to see Jesus return and have his kingdom reign forever and ever, then our primary focus should be to get the gospel to all people. So you may ask the question, well, how much of our world still needs to hear about Jesus? So the latest estimate from JoshuaProject.net suggests that approximately 7,400 people groups are considered unreached. That means over 40% of the world's peoples still do not know who Jesus is. You know the good news is? The good news is that half the world, over half the world is already reached. So we're on the home stretch. And the vision that John saw and these words of Jesus in Matthew 24:14 are clear reminders that all people, God loves all people. He wants them to know his gospel. All people, Asian, African, Jewish, Palestinian, Iranian, Ukrainian, Afghan, Mexican, Brazilian, Icelandian, everyone, God loves them all. And if you're asking right now, well, what does this have to do with me? I'm not called to go to another country. I'm not called to go to another nation. Maybe not. But as we said earlier, what's God doing right now in this point in history that he's never been done before in all of history? He's bringing the nations to us. God loves all nations so much. He's bringing them to us. Many in the people of our communities are from the 7,400 people groups that still remain unreached. You know, with less than half the world still needing the gospel and unreached people arriving in our community and technology advancing so quickly to help people understand, I would not be surprised if I see Jesus return in my lifetime. And I would love to see that. Because Cranberry Township alone, let's just look at Cranberry Township, our zip code, 16066, our zip code for Oak Hill Alliance Church is growing increasingly diverse. CityData.com reveals that 35% of Cranberry Township consists of people from Asian and Latin American countries. Mission Insight, using information from the U.S. Census, projects that Cranberry Township will continue to grow and be more and more diverse in the coming years. And many of the people coming are from unreached nations. How many of you are aware, raise your hand, how many of you are aware that some of these people are now engaged with our church ministries? They are. Our kids' club, our youth group, our moms' groups, our outreach events, our future ESL classes. We are meeting the people that God wants to reach. Both men and women from our church discipleship groups are now connecting with a diversity of people groups who are unreached. Oak Hill, listen, we're doing it. We're living the mission. Through our discipleship that is transforming many at Oak Hill into the image of Christ, as our mission statement says, you look at the mission statement there, that's our mission. We want to provide discipleship that transforms people into the image of Christ, glorifying God through spiritual worship and showing genuine love to each other and to our community. And what we're seeing happening through that discipleship that's transforming people at Oak Hill into the image of Christ is we are glorifying God. And we are showing genuine love to our community. Okay, we're doing it. Praise God, we're doing it. God is moving in us. Amen? Amen? God is moving in us. And it has been a blessing watching many of you love the people that God is bringing to us. I come home on Thursday night sometime, and I'm like, oh, why did this night have to end? It is just so amazing watching so many in our church engage with our community. Watching, many of you love the people God is bringing to us. At our Valentine's dinner, I watched in awe as you sat at tables with people from many nations, How many of you know that room, and we had our Valentine's dinner that night a few months ago, we had 8 languages spoken in this room. 8 languages. How many of you a few years ago would have ever imagined that as a future for us? And a few weeks later, at the Easter event, in April, or was it March? Excuse me, it was March. It's April right now, right? Yeah, it's April right now. I don't think that's a second. Well, a few weeks ago, after that Valentine's event, we had the Easter event, and many of the same people were here again. And you remember what they were doing? They were praying out loud to receive Jesus as their Savior. They were praying the sinner's prayer out loud. We're fulfilling the great commission of Jesus' church right in this room. Come on, celebrate. Amen. We're fulfilling the great commission of Jesus right here in this room. Not just me and Pastor Dan, you are. We're doing this together. And at the great, you know what? At the rate that we're going, I project that within 1 to 2 years, we're going to be an ethnically diverse church. We're going to look like the Church of Revelation the way we're going. A church that represents the people of our community. And this growing diversity of nations, you know what? It's not just a noticeable statistic for Cranberry Township. But this ethnic diversity is in many cities and communities across the United States. I want to give you another statistic. Theconversation.com, sorry about that, is an informational website sharing detailed researches on trends in politics, culture, and sociology all across the United States. And they shared a Barna statistic. How many of you know Barna is a Christian research group? And Barna is known as one of the most reliable sources of research. Very rarely has Barna been proven wrong. And they shared this Barna statistic. A 2009 Barna research article reveals that the nations of the world are coming to the United States at such a rapid rate that by 2045, 20 years from now, whites will become a minority, dropping below 50% of the U.S. population. This is a change that might be hard for some to handle. But if we're kingdom focused, and if we're in love with Jesus, and we're in love with his great commission, we would see this as a sign that the gospel truly is for all people. Let's think about that trend of how fast our nation is changing. How in this time of prayer, as we come together on the National Day of Prayer, pray, oh God, as you are transforming this nation, bring your church to life to reach the nations that are coming. Think about this trend, how with Revelation, in line with Revelation 7, in line with Matthew 24, God is doing this. And you know what? If God is doing something, how many of you know we can't stop it? Jesus wants to come back. I think everybody in this room knows that Jesus wants to come back. Amen? We all agree and know that Jesus will come back. Amen? How many of us agree that he wants all people to know him? Amen? He's making the task easier than ever. He's bringing the people. And God loves the people that some of us may struggle to love. And Jesus also warned us that that will happen in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, where he says the gospel will be preached to all nations and then the end will come. But he also says in Matthew 24, verse 12, that as the church is proclaiming the gospel to the unreached, at the same time, the love of many will grow cold. He tells us that in Scripture, that people are going to resist it. They're not going to like it. They're not going to want this change. And discrimination of people for race, for ethnicity, and national origin is unacceptable in Christ's church. Unacceptable. Be cautious of people who claim to follow Jesus but discriminate against the diversity of people in our community. Be cautious of them. If it's a struggle for you, if this really is a struggle for you, please know that God can heal your heart. God's command to love your neighbor as yourself It means that even love those who are different than you. Because he may put them in the mansion right next to you. I'll be happy to confidentially pray with anyone struggling with the way God is changing our nation. God loves the refugees that are seeking asylum in our country, many who are coming from unreached nations. Have we ever thought to look at the refugee crisis from a kingdom perspective? People from the lost people groups on earth to be reached. People from the last people groups on earth to be reached are coming to us. Think about that. God wants them found. And you know what it also means? It means God trusts us. If God is actually leading to us, if he's bringing this small church, you know that we have people in our church from unreached people groups, they're coming on Thursday nights, from some small nations that people never even heard of until you had to look it up on a map. Think about how God is saying, I trust you with this great commission. That's what he's telling Oak Hill Alliance. I'm bringing them to you because I believe you're going to help fulfill the great commission. God loves the Muslim people group settling in the greater Pittsburgh area. He wants them found. God loves the illegal immigrants that are coming across the border. Yes, the situation at the border is out of control. And yes, intervention is needed. I totally agree. Amen, without a doubt. But God still loves the people that are crossing the border into our country. God loves the ever-growing population of people groups from India that are settling into the surrounding areas. He wants them found. Many of the people will be standing next to us in heaven. I know many of you go to Walmart in Cranberry, you're going to be standing next to many of them. I'm sure you already know that. You go into Walmart, just think about how many languages you're hearing speaking in our own backyard. Many of them could be sitting in the mansion right next to us. God's question to you and me today, do we love them? In your own heart, don't say it out loud, but answer that question honestly in your own heart. Do I love them? Do I love my neighbor as myself? Remember what Jesus used as a parable to ask, well, who's my neighbor? The Good Samaritan? People who were very different? Do we want them found? Do you love the different people who are coming into our community? Do you want them found? Do you want to see them have a relationship with Jesus? I share this message today because I want to help us to see why I'm so passionate about the potential that our ESL ministry has. I want to teach the church how to connect with people cross-culturally. God gave me this passion. Ask my wife. A couple years ago, I wasn't like this. But that movie, that changed me. There was a speaker at a family camp one year that shared this message and shared about how God is bringing people to the nations to us, and I was like, oh my goodness, God is really doing something. We have a chance like never before to fulfill the Great Commission. This passion is what led me to go back to Crown College, and I felt called to pursue a master's degree in global leadership. And it was certainly not for myself. I didn't want to go back to college in my 50s. But God burdened my heart to teach the church cross-cultural ministry, and that's why I did it. I graduate in 3 weeks. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh. But I'm so grateful for how Oak Hill has supported me in this season and moment in history. And I truly believe that we're going to, the things that God taught me in my degree program is going to help us to reach the unreached that are coming. To equip churches, not just our church, but equip other churches to join with us in this. And the point of this message is that world, I want you to understand, if there's anything you take home from this, is world missions is no longer something over there. It's taking place in our backyard, in your backyard. And we all have the opportunity to reach the unreached. You want to reach some unreached people? Come out on Thursday nights and you will see opportunities that this church has never seen before. We all have the opportunity without going too far. Never before in history, never has the church seen a time like now to bring the nations to the King. That's our calling, to bring, to go to the hard places. You see those hard places signs all around. Some of this is hard. I'm not saying this is going to be easy. Nobody's saying it's going to be easy. But it's our calling. It's our great commission. I saw this quote from Chuck Swindoll this week. Revelation proves that the gospel isn't just good news. It's urgent news. This quote reminds us how we, the church, that's how we are called to respond to that prophetic word in Revelation 7. No matter how much we want to fight and resist it, that's still going to happen. All the nations and tribes, tongues and nations will bow before the Lord together. Will we join in the mission of reaching the diversity of people that God is bringing to our communities? Quietly ask yourself that question. Will I join the mission of reaching the diversity of people that God is bringing to our communities? Right now, we are going to conclude our live stream as we close with a song, a time of solitude and a time of worship. Those who are watching online, just pray with us as you depart. Pray that God will use us to reach the nations as we're ending the online time. Ponder that question. Will you join in the mission of reaching the diversity of nations in our community? Let's just ask God to speak to our hearts about today's message. How is the truth of God's love for all people resonating with us right now? Does it bring joy to your heart? Is it a great reminder? If you struggle, then just confess. If you don't understand this, just confess. Let the Lord touch your heart. Confess any struggle we may have. Repent of anything that God puts on our hearts. But let's all just say, God, lead us to see His love for all people. Just in your own heart, can you pray that with me? Lord Jesus, lead us to see Your love for all people. Lead us, Lord, to see Your love for all people. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Today we're going to close with some worship that will give us a glimpse into what this future in heaven will be like.